The management of an endangered stock of Steller sea lions has pitted fishermen and politicians against federal scientists. That was especially clear at a special hearing on the issue held in Seattle yesterday. KUCB's Alexandra Gutierrez has more.
When a congressional committee holds a hearing that asks, does the science support the decision in the title, their answer to the question is usually already implied. That was the case yesterday, when the ranking Republicans on the House Natural Resources Committee gathered testimony on the management of Steller sea lions at a special traveling hearing held in Seattle. Chairman Doc Hastings of Washington State, Alaska Congressman Don Young, and the majority of their witnesses came down hard on the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's decision to close down two fisheries to protect an endangered stock of sea lions in the Western Aleutians. Here's Young.
You have no science. That's why you always lean on the term best science available.
And witness Doug Vincent Lang, the state of Alaska's endangered species coordinator.
The conclusion that fishing is affecting the Western stock is based on speculation, not hard facts.
Young set the tone for the hearing with his first question for NOAA Fisheries Director Eric Schwab.
Mr. Schwab, do you ever work in Washington, D.C.? Do you work in Washington, D.C.?
My office is based in Silver Spring. I spend a lot of time in Washington, D.C., yes, sir.
That explains how you learn how to dance. You guys are really good at that. I say, I've watched the administration come down time again, dance around an answer better than anybody I've ever seen. So congratulations.
The criticisms that followed were varied. Many of the witnesses emphasized that NOAA used only one indicator, fewer pups being born, to establish a link between commercial fishing and sea lion diet. When questioning Schwab and NOAA scientist Doug DeMaster, Representative Hastings indicated that he was less than impressed with the data used.
I guess I just have to ask it straightforward. Is it true that some of the assumptions on the Steller sea lion feeding behavior was based on just three juvenile males?
Mr. Chairman, if you don't mind, could I defer to Dr. DeMaster?
If he answers my question, yes.
I believe the total number was more like 13.
Oh, 13, wow. Okay.
The economic impacts of the closures of the Aka mackerel and Pacific cod fisheries were also discussed. One fishing industry representative testified that companies working in the Western Aleutians had lost over $80 million. Randy Sukata, who is the president of Aleut Enterprise, said that the restrictions have had a ripple effect in ADAC and caused fuel prices to go up.
This is not just a matter of lost opportunity, but it's a matter of ability to heat homes.
In response, Representative Young suggested that ADAC ignore NOAA's policies entirely.
If I had any suggestions, probably don't follow them. It'll get you in trouble. Go catch the fish. Let the goddamn Navy come out and try to take you down, or NIMS.
Of the dozen who were called upon to testify, only one person who didn't work for NOAA actively came to the agency's defense. Michael Levine is an attorney for the conservation group Oceana. He commented that the Endangered Species Act requires NOAA to do anything in its power to boost the Steller sea lion population, regardless of the economic implications.
The law is absolutely clear. Fisheries cannot be authorized unless the National Marine Fisheries Service can ensure that they're not likely to cause jeopardy to Steller sea lions or adversely modify their critical habitat.
Despite the many calls at the hearing for changes to the sea lion management plan, it's unlikely that any action will be taken in the near future to lift the restrictions. The management debate will only reopen in earnest if a review by the Center for Independent Experts finds problems with NOAA's conclusions. The center has not yet initiated its study, and that process typically takes 6 months from its start. In Unalaska, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.